Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy Monday, everybody. We have a guest this week and I'm so excited for you guys to hear this episode. Disclaimer now, obviously she lives in the US. She is an American YouTuber. So we had to do this interview via Zoom. Does mean that there are some slight cutouts like from the audio. We had a little issue sort of like sending over audio and like getting it to sync up. So I've done the best that I can. So please bear with me. There are like some slight delays in hers where you can't really hear, but I'm sure you can, like, you can sort of make out what she's saying, okay? It's not completely inaudible. Otherwise, I would have, like, redone the episode. And also, there were some bits where she was talking, but the audio from Zoom didn't pick it up. So it just kind of sounds like I'm talking the whole time. So please bear that in mind. I was letting her speak, okay? The audio just didn't pick it up. But like I said, I'm so excited. I don't want to ramble on this intro because we're just going to get straight into it. But this is just going to be your new favorite influencer, I'm sure. So it is my greatest pleasure to introduce you guys to the most beautiful soul, the best, like, big sis advice giver and just advice giver, period, Miss Hailey Gamba.
Any questions is normal. It's fun. Talk about this stuff. Nothing is going to be off limits.
Hailey Gamba, welcome to the podcast. You know how excited I am to have you on.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
When I first started planning my season two, I knew I kind of wanted, well, actually, I wasn't 100% sure which direction I wanted to go in, but just an episode with you and about the stuff that you do your content on, self-care, self-love, like, just, I don't know, I was like scrolling down the like all the titles of your videos and I was just like, your content is so underrated. Like, no one does content like you do here, like in the UK. But before we like jump into the kind of stuff that you do, I'm gonna let you introduce yourself and, you know, tell people where you got started and, yeah, just a little bit about you in case people don't know.
Hailey Gamba. I live in New Jersey in the United States. I have been doing YouTube since I graduated high school, essentially, which was in 2015. And I have been changing my content a lot throughout the years. And then kind of what made me kind of recognized was my self-care content. So I started doing a lot of like hygiene related videos and self-care because I noticed a lot of girls were not necessarily doing all of the ridiculous steps that I did. And I was like, okay, I have to like not gatekeep and give people like the real tea on what I do, what I use. I was getting a lot of compliments on like how I smell, how my skin looks. And I'm like, okay, this is what I want to do. And that was exactly kind of how my content started. Over the years, I've kind of made a little bit more of a jump into talking about relationship advice, life advice, manifestations. That has been a passion of mine. And as I grow into the individual I'm becoming and the woman I'm trying to be, my content will just naturally shift. I feel like I'm more of like a woman empowerment type of content now.
I literally love that. And you're so right in the sense of literally the titles of your videos are what so many people want to know. And it's funny that you bring up about the beauty stuff because I was trying to think like how I found you and like discovered you and like that sort of thing. And Yeah, I think it was from those videos because they're like just like the big sister chats that like not everyone has. And that's definitely a direction that I found with my followers resonates so much, which is, again, another reason why I wanted to get you on, because not everyone has, you know, that like big sister vibes person to talk to. Some people don't even have necessarily like that close group of friends to like confide in and like have these chats, which makes me sad. But then luckily there's people like you on, you know, like the internet that are sharing their thoughts, not gatekeeping advice. Cause I feel like when it comes to advice, sometimes you need to hear it from somebody else that like doesn't know you, and getting somebody else's like perspective on things is way more helpful than someone might even realize.
I would consider myself to be like gentle, but I also will give it to you straight. I'm not gonna hold
back.
Best,
they're the best kind of fans. They're the people that you need. So I feel like you touched on it slightly, but like, where did the passion for like self-love like come from? Did anything, I don't know, was there like a pivotal moment where maybe you went through something? Because your content's like always sort of had that element to it, I suppose, but now more than ever, yes, it's a bit more prevalent, but like, was there something like in the beginning?
I would consider myself to have always been on some sort of self-love journey, but the older I got, the more real it became. I was always like the fake it till you make it kind of girl growing up. So like I said, okay, I'm really confident, but like, I really wasn't. And especially in high school, like I think a lot of people would have described me as, oh, Haley, like she's super confident, she's super talkative, but inside I was battling a lot of inner insecurities. And when I became an adult, I genuinely really did start to love myself for real. And there was a lot of reasons that started. And it was me just addressing the things I didn't like about myself. It was me starting to accept the things that I couldn't change. And then also just when you get older, sometimes you just realize that a lot of your insecurities are physical. And what makes you super confident are things that are within. So integrity, being a good friend, being a good daughter, caring about other people, being empathetic, being hardworking, these are things that actually make me confident today. And it makes me have true self-love.
See, even just from you answering that question, I'm like, guys, can you see exactly why I wanted her to be on the podcast and with this? Because everything you said there is just like so true. And I can totally relate to the, you know, appearing confident vibe, because I think some people mistake, like, just because you're super chatty and like can have a conversation, like, doesn't necessarily mean you're confident like in all aspects of life. Like, it just means that you can talk and like can make a conversation, you know. And
yeah,
I think a lot of people think that one equals the other when really that's like not the case. And you have not, like, that sometimes the loudest person in the room most likely actually isn't probably the most confident at all. No, that makes like so much sense. There are a lot of things there that you said, and I'm just like, and I think, like you said, also as the older you get, you realize that, you know, the little things that make you insecure and all of that, like, I think you experience so much more stuff that you realize they really don't matter, like, in the grand scheme of things.
Somebody said recently that really struck me, and it was, when I was the most beautiful, I was the most insecure. And that resonated with me, because I couldn't believe, like, when I look back at photos of myself when I was in high school, I was so cute and I was so pretty and I was deeply insecure. And I am, you know, I realize now that insecurities do stem from just like not knowing yourself and not being super self-aware. And it could also stem from, you know, possibly bullying or people making fun of you. And when you get older, you kind of relinquish that like obsession of caring what people think of you. And also you just realize that the only person that really matters when it comes to the opinion of yourself is you. And I kind of gave myself that affirmation.
I love that. I feel like that needs to be like shouted from the rooftops. Like, so many people, like, I think need to hear that. And I think so many people's confidence is like knocked, or like they feel the most insecure like after a breakup, which leads me on to like the next thing that I wanted to talk about. So you did like what a lot of people do, but what a lot of people don't do, which is choose to share your relationship online and do videos with, you know, your now ex-boyfriend, et cetera, et cetera. And I mean, I automatically have respect for people that choose to do that, because as like a online personality and influencer, I feel like as soon as you choose to share your relationship, because, you know, you low-key build your career and your engagement and your authenticity by sharing your life with people, and then
when you shared that element of it, I feel like you just open yourself up to people's opinions and criticism and stuff. And then feeling like, you know, if you guys do break up, not only is that like already just such a difficult time, but then it's like, oh crap, not only do I have to like deal with this myself, but just feeling like you have to tell like so many other people, and like almost like you like have to announce it. So like, if you don't mind, I just wanted to ask, can you tell us a little bit about your breakup in the sense of how you dealt with it, like within yourself? And like, did you feel any pressure at all to like have to, you know, announce it to your followers?
Felt like I probably should announce it. Me and my ex were together prior to me being on YouTube. So we were together a total of almost 7 years, and we were high school sweethearts. And he helped me like hugely with starting my channel. He was super supportive. And actually what's funny is like for the first 3 years of our relationship, we weren't really like taking pictures of each other or like of our relationship. We weren't like that type of couple. And then I remember like maybe like, I want to say 2018, family channels got really big. Couples channels got really big. And I'm thinking, we have like a real relationship. Like we didn't just meet yesterday. We've been together a really long time. We should try to do this. It would be fun and a great way for us to connect. And that was kind of our motive behind it. We didn't really get super far on our particular channel. Everybody knew that we were together once I became like known on YouTube, because with there was no me without him. Essentially, we lived together for 5.5 years. We were best friends. We had a very long relationship. So when we broke up, I actually was at peace with the breakup. I wasn't super worried what other people would think, because I'm just not really that person. But I will say that from this point forward, I will not share my relationships in detail, just due to the fact of there's really no point in sharing it, because you don't know what's going to happen. Granted, I genuinely could have put money down that him and I were going to get married. We were together a really long time, and it felt as if that was the direction we were moving in. So I didn't care at the time. But now I've realized that you should never speak in absolutes. You should never say, I'm definitely going to be with this person forever. You don't know what tomorrow holds. And because of that, I think it's important to protect things that are important and sacred to you, whether that's relationships, family relationships, or even friendships.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I feel like with you being like the high school sweetheart relationship, I think those breakups for a lot of people are the worst, in the sense of it's all you've really like ever known. And I think that's why the fact that you've just said that you were at peace with that, not that I'm like shocked, but I just think a lot of people that might be in the same position of you, of, you know, been with this person for so long, it was from high school, like that's like the period of your life where you just change so much. And I feel like with those relationships, it goes like one way or the other, in the sense of you either continue and or you get to that point where it's like, okay, we're literally probably about to enter the most like exciting years of our lives. Like, are we the same people that we were? Is this like what we want? And I think it's really like strong to acknowledge that if it's not, breakups are okay. I think people are so scared to be single sometimes because that's all like they've ever known. I sort of like see it, especially like with you and stuff, like it's just, it's sometimes it's like the strong and like best decision, you know. But I completely forgot that you guys had a channel together, because I was scrolling down your content. I was trying to work out or like see if you'd actually ever done like an announcement type video. But I just saw like the one that was just like the single girl Q&A. And I was like, that's like a soft, a little like a bit of like a soft announcement, you know?
I did. I actually made a post on Instagram. That was my first way of launching it. I ended up privating the post, I want to say like 2 weeks later, because I don't want that on my feed forever. Like I announced it. It was there. We both decided. And also I wanted to note, because you said this earlier about saying that it shocked you that I was at peace. Something my best friend actually taught me, or told me, I guess, was it's actually the relationships that are the shortest that are the hardest to overcome, because there's a lot of unknowns. Where yeah. When it comes to relationships that you've, I want to say, kind of lived out and felt out, the reason I was at peace was because all my questions were answered. There was nothing that I was like, oh, but maybe, but there was no but maybe. We went through all of those emotions. We were vacillating between breaking up for a very long time. It wasn't like a cut break off where we cheated on each other and it was like traumatic. No, it was a decision that we both made that took a while. Like we were kind of discussing breaking up in 2019 and we ended up breaking up in 2021. So
right.
I feel like for me, I was at peace because we were talking about it for a very long time. And there was a lot of questions that got answered, and we were really trying to figure out, are we right for each other? And I also think that, yes, I was scared about being single because I literally never was single. Even before I met him, I was in a relationship for about a year and a half. I never knew what my life looked like single. I was 24 at the time. I was newly single. I'm like, what is life? I thought I was going to be married by now, possibly having children. That was the fear, honestly, because all the things that I really thought I was going to have, I didn't have. But what was so beautiful for me and cathartic was that I chose me over anything that I wanted, because at the end of the day, I don't want to do anything half-assed, and staying in a relationship that wasn't serving me, that's what it felt like. I felt like I was going to do myself a disservice just because I wanted to be married, just because I wanted to have kids. There is no way in hell I'm going to have kids with a man and get married to a man that I'm not 100% in love with. And it was just, sure. That was it for me. And I'm a hopeless romantic. I want it to be real. I want it to be genuine. And I want to be really content with my decision. So yeah, that was kind of, for me, it was very simple. Was it easy? I wouldn't say it was easy, but it was something that I knew I wouldn't change my mind about.
And I think a lot of people would like need to hear that sort of like advice, because there is so much pressure to just like have everything together and like have this perfect relationship all by like a certain time. And it's like this is why I just like hate social media and like society when it comes to things like that, because everyone's relationship and journey is different. Like, yes, just because seeming like you were together from a young age and like your best friends and stuff, like sometimes those relationships like don't work out, and you should see every relationship as a necessary journey that you needed to take. Some are long, some are short. And I think, yeah, you were right in saying that. I think I heard this too. I don't know if it was like on TikTok or like something, it was like a snip from somewhere saying like, why is it that the shortest relationships like hurt the most? And someone was like, because they like did, I wonder if it was the same thing that we watched. Did you hear someone put it as in like as an analogy of like going on holiday? Was it that you saw? But do you know what I'm going to say?
My best friend was the one who told me this when we first broke up. So I didn't see it on TikTok. But essentially the reason is because when you break up with somebody and it didn't fully make it, you're constantly like left in the air with questions, and you feel like the closure wasn't there. You feel like you didn't get to truly live out the experience, and you feel like something was cut short from you.
Yeah.
That's why situationships or short-term relationships hurt, because you didn't get sick of that person yet.
Yes.
You literally were like, wait, I'm still so madly in love with you.
Yeah.
Where it's not like that after 7 years sometimes with people.
Yeah, no, literally. Like, I think the analogy was, imagine that you go on this holiday that you've been excited about for ages, like tropical beach. You've just like got in your head like all of the cocktails that you're gonna have, like the days that you're gonna have, like lounging by the pool, and then you're there for like 2 days, and then you get a phone call saying you need to come home immediately. Like, you just feel so shit. You're like, oh my god, like all of these things that I was gonna do and I haven't got to do them, and you go home. It's like that hurts more than like being on like the holiday for like 2 weeks and like experiencing like, yes, you did those things, but then actually some days were like pouring with rain and like you didn't get to do those things, and then you basically experience everything that you could have done in the 2 weeks, and then you go home. Like, that doesn't feel, you're like, you're ready to go home like at that point. I don't know if I've like explained that fully correctly, but that's was a way that someone described it, of like why the shorter term things hurt more. You actually said it in the literal sense, but like that analogy, I thought that's a good way to sort of like think about it as well, you know, because that does also, it makes sense as to why that is in fact the case.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, sometimes you have to experience things to understand them. And prior to my situation, I don't think I would have truly understood when somebody would say to me, I'm at peace in my relationship. I would actually find that to be a little pompous. I'd be like, who do you think you are? Like, you had a man love you for so long. And I get it, but you have to sometimes go through experiences to fully understand the gravity of them. And that was my situation, which is why now at 25 years old, I'm a lot more objective. When people tell me things, there's nothing that I extremely judge, because if you didn't go through it, or it's not your life or your experience, it's hard to really judge someone because you don't really know exactly the logistics behind it.
For sure. I'm not sure like what is in the air at the moment. I don't know if it's the same with like people you know, but I'm finding like with people in my life, but also like when I put up question boxes like on Instagram and stuff, I'm just seeing that so many people are going through breakups, whether it be in relationships or even friendships. And now some time has passed for you after yours. I just wanted to ask like if you could give your best post breakup advice to anyone that might be feeling a little bit, you know, lost or just like needing to find themselves again, whether that be in from a relationship or a friendship.
I'm sorry to anybody who is going through it, but I want you to understand that on the other side of uncomfortability is a beautiful experience. You really can't truly experience life to its fullest without heartbreak, without going through things and being super sheltered or trying to avoid healing or trying to avoid going through hard times isn't going to really create good character development. I do believe that people who go through things become the best people because they just understand life differently. Also, sometimes you have to go through a really traumatic heartbreak to realize that when you meet someone else, that love is real and the love you had prior might not have been. I've went through that myself where I dated a guy who I thought was the one and he was so special and he was so good to me. And then, you know, going through a traumatic breakup and then realizing that when I met someone else, wait a second, that other person lacked so many good qualities that I'm so happy that I'm not with that person. And at the end of the day, it's really, really, really normal to go through breakups. I mean, everybody goes through it and it doesn't invalidate your feelings. It's still hurtful and painful, but you don't want to be with anybody who doesn't choose you. So for that, it's gotten easier for me to go through these experiences because I want to be with somebody who chooses me every day and I want to choose them back. Yeah. Yes. And that's just that.
I love that. Moving on. I get this question a lot and you mentioned about like the being confident thing earlier. So I feel like this is going to be a great question to ask you, but I also get the question a lot on just like how to be confident, which I feel flattered by. Obviously people feel like we're both like very confident people. So I just want to know, well, number one, would you say that now, like, I know because you kind of touched and explained a little bit earlier, like now you are confident, but like, have you always been or were there, I mean, yeah, like you said, you did mention like a little bit more, but like go into detail about sort of being confident now and if you were or weren't always.
I wasn't always confident, but I definitely pretended to be a majority of my life. And now I would consider myself to be very confident. And the reasons I told you earlier, which just had to do with like a lot of my internal qualities that I really love about myself, propel my confidence. I do like the way I look. And that's, to me, half the battle. But I do also think that having really great qualities within, like I said, being a good friend, being a good daughter, caring about others, listening to people, being trustworthy, being responsible, these are all things that make me confident. And I think if anybody is struggling with confidence, to remind yourself that at the end of the day, your beauty is valid. And there isn't like, I know that there's such thing as beauty standards and things like that, but I do find the most beautiful people to be beautiful because of who they are on the inside. So as long as you're working on bettering yourself as a person every day, I hope that that eventually turns into confidence because you're really content with who you are when you look in the mirror because you like who you are on the inside.
I was going to say like, number one, that's just like great advice, but do you have like specific advice to people that ask you like how to be confident? Cause I know it's one of those questions where it's like, you can't just like teach someone to like be confident and like love themselves. Like as much as that is low key the answer of like how to be confident is like learning to just accept and be happy with like the person who you are, like on the inside. I think a lot of people associate confidence with like external qualities, but like if you had to give three tips to someone on just like how to maybe not like how to be confident, but let's just say like kickstart their feeling confident mentality, like what three tips would you give someone?
I think it's important if it has to do with physical attributes to just take good care of yourself, take a shower, make sure you smell good, go to the gym if that's, you know, what you're trying to strive for to be more fit, and take good care of your image. Being a presentable person is half the battle. I would consider to really gravitate towards people who just really do take care of themselves, and it's obvious. They smell good, they look good, their hair is clean, they have good makeup, they dress very appropriately, they look good. That to me, like, I'll look at somebody's outfit and hair, I ain't even looking at her face. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's great, but you just look fabulous. Like,
yeah,
how you take care of yourself. So just, you know, take a shower, invest in yourself, period, whether that's your clothes, your nails, your hair, and go to the gym and eat clean. You're gonna eventually feel a little bit better about yourself.
Not only going to the gym is gonna make you like look good, like in terms of just like feeling good as well, like the stuff that it does for mental health. I hadn't really taken that on board, but I just hadn't really taken that seriously as to like how good that actually does make you feel. And that's why a lot of people like to go in the morning, because it just kicks up, like it's your body naturally produces like these feel good, well, it's not like, what is serotonin, like vibes, do you know what I mean, just like that kind of thing. So if you're like stuck in a rut, and like, yes, the thought of the gym and like stuff like is the answer that a lot of people give, but there's like a reason for that, in the sense of, yes, it's gonna make you look good, but like clearly this confidence thing, it's also a mental thing, and it's just it's so good for you mentally as well. And I feel like people think when you go to the gym you have to run like 30 minutes on the treadmill and just like it's gonna make you look sweaty and gross, and it's like, how on earth could that possibly make me feel good? But you can just go to the gym and, I mean, I just go to the gym and walk like uphill. I like have such
super
a good
healthy
time. I have such a good time, in the sense of like I download a show on Netflix and I just walk, because I'm thinking I could just be doing what I'm doing at home, which is like sat down watching something, but like why not just like walk and do it at the same time? The time flies by, I feel really good, I feel really productive. There's something about like ticking off the fact that you went as well, that's like helps you feel good as well. It's honestly like such a great like place to start when it comes to things like this. And then I love the point you made about just like investing in yourself. I don't know why people are like not like afraid to do that, but like investing in yourself is just like the best like thing that you can do. And like, even if it is something as little as getting your nails done, like it sounds so like materialistic. And I know we're both saying in a way, like not like that at all. Feeling good isn't just about getting your nails done. Like you don't need to get your nails done to feel good, in a sense, but I don't know, there's just something that it releases something in your brain that's just like, damn, my nails, like they look so cute. Like I suddenly want to go out and do things, and just like, you know, it's the little things, I think, that like when it comes to yourself, that just can make like the biggest difference. And your hygiene videos, they're some of my favorites, because you just keep it so real. And like you said, like you don't gatekeep, and they're just so insightful. Guys, if you haven't checked out like Hayley's YouTube content, like I keep like banging on about it, I'm obviously gonna have left her channel down below, so you guys can actually like click it from here and go after this podcast, go and binge watch her videos. Honestly, they're so, so good. But one of my favorite videos from yours was the one that you did on how to have a magnetic aura. Guys, that was the title like of her video. Can you just like see why? I want to click, I want to watch, I want to learn from you. And I feel like this is something that everyone, like even if they don't know it, like aspires to have. You want to walk into a room and everyone sort of be like drawn to you. So for those that like haven't seen it, can you kind of like elaborate a bit on what your advice was and tell us how we can have an angelic presence like you and just bring that good energy?
I mean, I saw a video from Brent Fayaz, and he was talking about the women that he's really interested in, and I knew immediately what he was talking about, because I have gotten that compliment more times than I can count. So many people have
what a compliment to have, by the way, like that's just like the best.
I know, like people always say, I love your energy, like your aura is just, I can feel it. And I'm always like, oh my god, thank you, like I don't know what to say. But I've gotten to like the root of what it is. It's like, honestly, like being confident, but also being humble in one thing. I find that a lot of girls who are really beautiful sometimes can be a little stuck up. They're not like super friendly. They lack substance. And it's like, why, babe? Like you can be pretty and kind. I don't know like what's happening here. I find that the most beautiful people are the kindest people. And by the way, I actually talked to somebody about this and they said the reason why when they walk in a room, people don't like them is because, you know, they like wear like a resting bitch face and they just don't. And I get it. And I think a lot of this stems from maybe bad friendships or a relationship with the parents or some type of trauma in your past where you feel like you don't want people to be drawn to you at all. If anything, you want people repellent. And I'm just not like that. Like, I don't allow my traumas to define me. I've experienced a pretty big chunk of trauma in my life and I just don't let it define me. But I do empathize with people like that. And I do think that if you do want to start radiating that aura, you have to be kind. You have to be a good listener. You have to have something to offer people that makes them feel better. I want people to always feel better when they leave a conversation with me. When we speak, do you feel good about yourself? Like, I love to pay people genuine compliments. Like, I'm not like the one girl who's like, I love your hair. And then I walk away and I'm like, ew, did you see her hair? Like, I'm not that girl. Like, I give people compliments that I think they will really like love to hear. Like, I'll say like, wow, you're such a good friend, or you're such a good listener, or you really care deeply for others. Like, things that I think people will really respect and love. So that's kind of where that video kind of came from, was that I got a lot of people saying that about me and I wanted to share why I think I have that.
And that's so true about the resting bitch face thing. Cause I've never really like understood why some people kind of see that as like a flex. I'm like, I mean, some people naturally just might have like that phase, but I suppose if you're like bringing the energy to like support that, I have always wondered like why is that? And maybe if those people don't even know, like that makes so much sense, in the sense of actually maybe you don't want anyone to come out. To be fair, I feel like when there's times that I'm just feeling like a little bit like low or just like in a bad mood and I don't want to necessarily like talk to people, I feel that is probably when I might like have like a face about me that says, you know, like don't like talk. Because we all like get those like days and stuff, and I think especially if you're like a naturally chatty person, you get scared to like have those days. But no, I think everyone is like, everyone would love to just like walk into a room and have that, you know, that energy like about them. And I love that video that you did on it and your explanation just then. Like, you guys need to actually fully watch the video, because what Hayley said just then is only just like half of it. Like, the advice and stuff is so good. But is there anything like besides how you can be and like present yourself like as a person, is there anything like beauty product wise? Because I know you also love your beauty products and I feel like you have the plugs and like the best stuff that you have found that just draws people in, or like just maybe if it's not even like a product, but just like something in your beauty routine that you like to do that you find people are just drawn to, you get the most compliments on, besides just your energy and being the beautiful soul that you are.
I get a lot of
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Compliments on how I smell. That's probably my number one compliment. Everywhere I go, it's, oh my God, you smell so good. And when I started investing in like more luxury fragrances was when this happened. So I am a huge MFK perfume connoisseur. I have like Baccarat.
I was about to say like, what's MFK? But yeah, Maison Francis is so good.
I love Baccarat. I've been wearing Jo Malone's Scarlet Poppy. That is insane. Like, it smells so good. I get so many compliments. And also a perfume that I don't think I mentioned on my YouTube before because it's so expensive, but I'll say it anyways. It's from the brand Parfum de Marly, and it's called Delina. And it's like this very like pale pink perfume bottle, and it's gorgeous, and it smells insane. Like, every time I wear that fragrance, it draws everybody in.
I mean, you've sold me on the pale pink bottle. I'm like, I'm sold. Smelling good is, not only is it like one of the first things that you notice about someone, even if it's good or bad, like that's someone's smell is what, like, you're one of the first things that you notice. So like, investing in your smell, I think, is so important. And I think perfumes is definitely one thing that I'm not, depends how expensive, but like, I'm not opposed to like spending money on a good fragrance, just because I think that that's so important. And a lot of the more expensive ones anyway, you actually don't need like a lot of it to like last on you, and it smells so good, and it's just such, it's such like a necessary investment. I think you've put us onto some good ones. I've never heard of that Jo Malone one before. You hear obviously all about the like popular ones, like the Pomegranate Noir and stuff, but I really like them for like my soaps and stuff. And in terms of the fragrance, I've never really thought to shop there. I think I've got one that's called, I think it might be like a bergamot one. It's like that type of like smell. But the one that you've said, I'm definitely, I think, gonna check that out.
It's a red bottle. It's like,
oh, it's gorgeous. A red bottle. Okay, everyone, take some notes, because I think actually I did a video on perfumes, and I hadn't, you know, when you sometimes you do types of videos and you're like, I'm not sure how well it's gonna do. I never do a video like going in thinking that, but I just know like with some videos that I do, I know it's only going to appeal to maybe like a certain amount of like people, because like not everyone like cares about like what perfumes you're wearing. But that video, I went in sort of thinking like, oh, like people will care, people won't. I've had like few people asking, but actually did so well. And I've had so many people always asking about perfume. I think that's such like a big thing that like we always forget, and we want to know the best one. I feel like you've just given like three really great ones that maybe people didn't know about before. But you say you like Baccarat Rouge. Have you smelled? It's not expensive or anything, but like Ariana Grande Cloud.
I owned the Ariana Grande Cloud prior to owning MFK Baccarat. So I remember they smell exactly the same. Yeah. They do. But I will say that I find that Baccarat lasts on the skin a little bit longer.
Yeah. I think that's what you pay the money for, is that like you barely need any of this product and it's going to last like all day. But I also love how with, I don't know if you find this, like with the Baccarat fragrances, I think they smell different on everyone.
It's amazing. It just shows that perfumes with your pheromones are so important, and you have to find what works for you. Like, there are some perfumes that I own that are like a little stinky, but I'll put them on and people are obsessed. And I'm like, what is happening here?
Oh my God. I feel that way about, so I like fell into the hype about, I saw this TikTok about how apparently everyone says Rihanna smells amazing. And then somebody said that the perfume that she wears, I can't remember the brand. There's like Killian,
Don't Be Shy. Killian, right?
Yes. And I didn't even, guys, this is so bad. And I was like, you know what? I don't even care. I'm not even going to smell it. I'm just buying it. If Rihanna wears this and everyone says that she smells good, it must be good, right? And then I got it and smelled it. And it was the one time I was like, oh no, like this doesn't to me smell good. But I was like, do you know what, Rachel, you spent all this money on it, it doesn't smell terrible, but it's not like something that I would naturally like gravitate towards in like a perfume. So like I sprayed it, and I always like to kind of test it out on my friends whenever I get a new perfume. If I know I'm gonna see people that day, I'll try the new perfume. And everyone was like, oh my God, Rachel, what are you wearing, that smells so good. And I was like, really?
On the skin, it does. It has like a marshmallowy smell, yes, to it, which is why it's like kind of weird. But no, yeah.
For me, it was like, it wasn't even marshmallow. It almost was like dusty sweets to me. Like, it was sweet. And that's why I felt confident buying it, because I love sweet smelling stuff. I want to smell like you could literally like eat me up, but also like rich vibe chic. Like, that's kind of like the scent that I go for.
I love that.
But that was like not the kind of sweet that I like. I was like, it's giving, I don't know, it was giving like old woman. And I was like, surely Rihanna like doesn't wear this, but the people's decided, and apparently it's good. So you're a fan of Killian? Did you say it was Killian?
I do own that perfume. I do not reach for it ever.
No.
Nothing is going to be off limits.
For the final part of this podcast, which I feel like this is what a lot of people were excited about and wanted to hear from you. I know we've touched and you've given like such great advice already throughout this episode, but I wanted to ask my followers, and I feel like a few of yours like jumped in too, to just get some actual personal advice from you on their personal situation. So we will both do our best to help, but I feel like this is going to be what the people want, and it's, you guys are going to fall in love with Hayley the way that I have, because I could just listen to you speak about this kind of stuff and give advice like all day. Get ready, here we go. So somebody said that their boyfriend got into a university 5 hours away, so they mutually decided to end things as it just wasn't going to work. But now he keeps liking my best friend's Instagram posts when he never did before. It keeps knocking my confidence and making me feel like I wasn't good enough and he's just interested in my friends instead. She's offered to remove him as a follower so he can't do it anymore, but that, does that just make me look hurt? Help. Love you both, by the way.
That is so shocking to me. But then again, men never surprise me, so it's not really that much of a shock. I will say though that no, you're not hurt and your feelings are valid. That is extremely disrespectful. And your friend just showed her loyalty to you by doing that, because had she been engaging in conversation with him, I would cut them both off. So you made the right decision. Continue on with your life, remain quote unquote unbothered. And yeah, don't ever look back. This person is not for you. And clearly he had a crush on your friend the whole time. And I find that to be extremely despicable.
Yeah, no, it's always, you always hear like about the friends and stuff, and it's so common. And it's like, it's almost just like, how is this like so common? Like, why is this like a thing? But I think like, you know, she's saying it's like knocking her confidence, but like, I think what Hayley's trying to say is like, it's not a you issue. Like, clearly it's not a you issue. Boys, not all boys, I will say, obviously not all boys, but a common thing with guys when it comes to like them maybe wanting to end a relationship is like their communication is just terrible. Like, and it will come out in ways that just like end up hurting you, like probably them in that sense, but that's just self-inflicted because they just couldn't have an actual conversation with you and be honest with you about it. But I wouldn't let it, will try not to let it affect your confidence too much, because like I said, it's not a reflection on you, it's a reflection on him. And there's so many more people in the world, like why did he have to start liking your best friend's pictures? I think that's just their way of maybe acting out, in the sense of they've not dealt with the breakup very well, and it's almost maybe just trying to get your attention back. Be flattered that he's clearly most likely doing this to just get your attention. Okay, somebody else said, how do I get my confidence back? I got into a relationship with my best friend of 8 years and he royally broke my heart and we don't talk anymore. Around the same time, two of my best friends walked out of my life and I just feel like I've lost myself and the confidence I used to have because so much has changed. So how do I get over this? I can't stop thinking about the betrayal from my closest friends. And I love your podcast, I get me through the week. Thank you, but yes, Hayley, help. How can she get her confidence back, in the sense of she's just gone through so many changes with boyfriend and best friends? What's your advice?
I'm really sorry that that happened to you. It's really difficult to lose a guy, but I find it actually to be more painful to lose friends, because it's, I don't know, it's just a little bit, it hits different. These are people who know you in and out usually, and it's just a very painful loss. But I will say this, be grateful that these people are no longer in your life. There's nothing that sucks more than having people in your circle who don't truly love you and don't truly care for you and are, you know, a lot of these girls could be catty or gossipy or not true and not authentic and not genuine. And yes, it does hurt right now to experience this loss, but eventually you're going to be grateful because you're going to meet new friends one day that are going to respect you and care for you the way that you desire. And you're going to be so happy that you don't have this dead weight. There's nothing worse than having people in your life that are not for you. And I've met people who have had 10-year friendships with snakes in the grass. And it's like, damn, that sucks. Like, these people have been plotting on you, putting freaking bad karma in your life. And I much rather be alone by myself than have people in my life that don't fuck with me for real. So miss me with that shit.
Exactly. And like, what's your advice on when people go through these things, like for like this girl, for example, like how to not convince yourself that like you are the problem? Like, how to not let it affect you personally?
If the facts are saying, like, if you aren't the problem, you aren't the problem. Granted, I do think that everybody plays a role in a situation. I think that taking accountability is huge. Take your accountability in your part, but you cannot take accountability for others. And you're gonna also realize the older you get that people really aren't sorry. They will do terrible things to you and they do not care. It's very odd. And sometimes it's a little bit shocking and jarring to deal with people who don't have empathy, who do not care and think it's fun to, like, I guess, not be a good person and just be happy that you cut this person off. The last thing you want is somebody in your life like that. And I think going to therapy, I will always promote that. It's important. Also, use a creative outlet to channel your emotions, whether that's starting a new hobby, whether that's maybe doing a sport, painting, adult coloring books. There's a lot of different things that you can do to channel your emotions. And just also be grateful that this builds your level of discernment. There's nothing better than becoming discerning as a grown person and realizing that you're going to be more selective with who you choose to be your friend. You're going to know now what to look for in the next situation.
For sure. I always think when it comes to, yeah, breakups of any kind, whether it's boyfriend, girlfriend, or like friendships, you need to like kind of switch your mindset in the sense of there is always going to be something positive you can take away from like any situation, like as much as it hurts and as much as, you know, it could be so easy to like dwell on all the negatives. Yeah, exactly. Now you know what you need from a friendship. And I think actually learning what you need from a friendship or like relationship is so important to maintain like a long, healthy one that, you know, people might come and go and that's okay. It's not necessarily like a reflection on you as a person, but, you know, it just might be what you need to understand what it is that you need and like what you need from someone. So these like friendship endings and relationships endings, as much as like, I'm sorry, yeah, we're both sorry that you went through that, see it as a positive. Like there's always going to be like a silver lining to any situation, even if you can't see it. I hope maybe us saying this out loud can help you see that. I feel like this is a good question. I feel like you must have done a video on this, I'm sure. It low-key is about the magnetic aura, I suppose, but somebody said how to channel feminine energy.
Well, I think that being feminine is extremely multifaceted, and I do believe that you can be feminine and still be independent. And there's a lot of different layers to it. I think that being a good listener, allowing people to sometimes take the driver's seat in certain situations with also being a really good passenger, that has a little bit more to do with being more of like a healthy submissive. But for me, like feminine energy radiates with your beauty, with how you speak, with how you listen, with how humble you are, with how you care for others. That for me is top tier. If you're good friends, if you're a good friend to someone, if you are radiating beauty, you are a happy person, you're a helpful person, that's gonna show feminine energy.
I've never really like thought about like feminine energy, and you've got me thinking like, do I exert feminine energy? Like, I'm not even sure. So like, I feel like that'll be really helpful. Yeah, it's all in the way that you carry yourself. I think that's like one of the biggest things that you notice. Like someone aesthetically in your mind could be the most like gorgeous person like in the room, like technically. But, you know, if their like attitude or like anything is just, it doesn't match up. I think, I don't know if you either said it in this podcast or I've watched it in one of your videos, but you said immediately you're ugly to me. Like if the energy's off, I think that speaks louder than actual like external beauty. Like literally just like the way that you carry yourself and present yourself and investing in that, in the sense of, even if it's just understanding who you are and like therapy, for example, like always working on yourself and striving to better yourself, that will just naturally exert, I think. And that will always be like the most beautiful thing, I guess, that people will notice.
Relinquishing the control, because I know for me, there was a time in my life where I was tapping more into my masculine energy, and that can kind of look like struggling and always having to grind and hustle culture and being a control freak and all of these things. And when you relinquish control and let things be, that's you tapping into your feminine.
I love that. Moving on, I feel like this is a good one as well, in the sense of I get this question a lot and I would love to like know your kind of like take on it. But someone said how to feel confident when sober and just like not once you've had alcohol. So like not having to like rely on alcohol to feel confident.
I do drink. But I didn't start drinking until I want to say I was like 23. Like I was not like the girl on my 21st birthday who like went crazy. So I never really needed alcohol to be confident. But I think what makes me really confident is like knowing that really nobody is like fully obsessed and confident with themselves. So when you walk into a room and you feel like you maybe have a little bit of imposter syndrome or you just don't feel like you belong, or I don't know, like an insecurity arises, just keep in mind that like everybody feels that way. And sometimes just like humanizing people and realizing like none of us really have it figured out, it kind of boosts your confidence, kind of just knowing that. I think that everybody gives people way too much credit, think everybody is just so about themselves and loves the most beautiful, successful people are the most insecure sometimes. So whenever you are questioning, you know, your, when it comes to like sobriety and things like that, just keep in mind, like nobody is that, nobody cares, honestly, nobody cares. So whenever you're worried about that, just remind yourself that. I think it's important to know that because maybe you're just too in your head and you feel like alcohol loosens you up. It makes you more chatty and things like that, which sometimes it can be a helpful, useful thing. But I do suggest to do more things. And the more you get out there, the more you socialize, the more comfortable you're going to get. There was a time where I was trapped in the house and I was working really hard and I wasn't seeing people. And when I would get in social settings, I was awkward. I didn't know what to do. As long as you put yourself out there, the more you do it and try to do it for like brunches and daytime activities so you're not drinking, you're going to build up that confidence naturally by just doing it more.
That is such good advice. Like I was just sat there nodding along because I feel like not that I need alcohol to like be confident, but I can totally relate to that girl in the sense of sometimes, and I'm, to be fair, I'm quite an advocate of like, if you feel like you need to just like loosen up slightly, it's kind of maybe more in like a sexual scenario. Sometimes I feel like I'm like advice sometimes would be like, oh, have like a glass of wine, that'll be fine type thing. But you know, when it actually comes to like going out and like a lot of people feeling that they need it to just, yeah, either be more chatty or just like have a good time period. That's such good advice. I'm like taking notes. Okay. I'm going to like re-listen to this episode back just to take notes on that. Cause even I could take that on board. Like that's so true. Like anything that you, if you just go out and do it more and more, like just naturally, you'll feel more confident doing it. Okay. So you spoke about fragrances, but is there a favorite beauty product that just makes you feel like so glam, like whenever you put it on or like whatever it is, you're just like, yep, this, I love this every time.
Brand called Osea, and they have like a body oil. I love it. I put it on my shoulders, my chest, my legs. And whenever I step out, it's like you glisten, you look like the sun. And also when it comes to makeup, because I'm sure people want to know about the makeup too, the Hourglass Stick Foundation, I have been carrying that on my back for like 3 years now. I love that, covers up every single blemish, dark spot, anything. And I love that it doesn't get like weird over time. Like throughout the day, you still look good where it doesn't start to like cake up. It doesn't look weird. And like, I do tend to break out, and my skin complexion, like the type of skin I have, I get dark spots, really, really dark. And I've noticed it's the only foundation that like covers it in one swipe. So yeah.
You just really like, that's such like a throwback for me in the sense of I used to wear that foundation like all the time. I suddenly need to like dive into my collection and see that I've had it because you've just like resold it to me again. But I swear I used to wear that foundation when I was like taking pictures because it also just looks so good in pictures. And you know, when you just get a good makeup pick, like that always just makes you feel like a little bit more like confident. So I suddenly, yeah, I'm suddenly need to like dive back in and like reach for that. But you've also sold me on the body oil. I love body oils, like anything that just makes my body look shimmery and like a glazed donut and that you could just like eat me up. I think body oils are so like underrated. They fully just like seep into your skin and you just naturally just look healthy and glowy. And I think looking healthy is just looks so good on like everyone, you know what I mean? And like a body oil really just makes your skin look insane. Somebody said, how to support my best friend when she goes back to the same toxic ex all the time and regrets it. Like how to keep being a good friend, but obviously, you know, you just want to like, but you know, a friend is a friend, you want to support. So like, what's your advice on just like how to be supportive, even though they keep making this terrible decision?
I always give my friends advice, especially when they ask for it. I'll always be there for them. As long as they're not being injured, I will not overstep. I'll speak my piece. I'll let you ride it through, because unfortunately, when you're going through it, sometimes you can't see it through the right lens. A lot of these people have rose-colored glasses on. They don't understand the gravity of what they keep accepting. And as long as you're gentle with them, you give them gentle, healthy advice, but then you let them go through it. Sometimes you really have to let people go through it to understand it. And I don't want to stop somebody's journey in healing or growing because I'm upset that they're dating somebody. Yeah. So I will just say my piece if they ask. And as long as they're not being like brutally beaten, we're good. I'm gonna let you go through it, girl. I'm gonna stick beside you. And hopefully we can get on the other side eventually.
I know it's always so much easier like said than done, in the sense of like, surely you'd think if you go through it one time, like that's enough. Like some people really do, not that it's like they need to go, well, actually, yeah, I suppose they like need to go through something like again and again and again. Like, and there will be a point, I'm sure, like where it will get through, but it only got to that point because they went through it like again and again and again. So I completely understand that it is so frustrating, and it's like talking to a brick wall sometimes with your friends, and you feel like you've given like the same advice like 20 times, but you have no idea how much, like, even though yes, you may have like said it before, like that advice I'm sure like doesn't mean a lot to them. So you just have to be patient, I guess, with them and like keep writing it out. And I think it's important, like you said, when they ask, because sometimes unsolicited advice just like backfires on you. Like if your opinion's not actually wanted, even though you're trying to help, like it's all good intentions, but if it's not actually wanted, for some reason, the anger or like the problem suddenly becomes you. And I don't think you want to be like a problem in their life whatsoever, especially if you can see that like this, whatever they're going through is a big enough problem in itself. Like you don't want to add to that for your friend, and you don't want to be another problem, because you like, you might be the easier problem for them to deal with, and dealing with it might be that you guys fall out, and that's exactly what you don't want. So big emphasis on the if they ask. It's important to not have yes men around you as well when it comes to things like that. Like when it comes to like,
and have friends that you want to have a friend circle that wants you to like keep it real with them. I want my friends to keep it real with me. You know, my best friend, when I was dating somebody in particular, she was like, girl, I don't like him, but I'm gonna let you ride it through. It was like, okay.
And to be fair, yeah. And that's all that needs to be said. Like yeah. If you start going into details and stuff like that, that's when it gets a little bit personal and stuff. Sometimes that's all that needs to be said. But we'll do a couple more, because we've been talking for literally like an hour and I feel like we could like keep going. But
I love
There's a couple that I want to know, because one of them, I actually got asked in a recent video that I've done, and I actually suddenly drew a complete blank, and I'm going to see what you say for yours, and then I'll let you know what my answer was. But what are your tips for flirting? Like, how does one flirt?
Don't flirt. Like, I don't know. It's like, I'm like, to me, it's an energy, right?
That's so, what I said. I was trying to think. Yeah. I was like, there's not like, you know, step one, do this. I was like, I feel like flirting is all in your body language.
Yeah, I think that like if somebody were to like paint a scenario of how I would handle a situation, obviously me and a guy would be like feeling each other out or something. Like whether, I mean, I feel like I get approached. I only will entertain a guy who approaches me, right? I don't ever chase a guy. Like that is dead and gone. I did that in my past. I won't do it as an adult. It's very just not cute. So like, let's just say I'm out to dinner with a girlfriend and we're just eating and drinking or whatever, and a guy staring at me and he comes up to me and let's just say I'm also interested, I'm gonna like just be a little bit more inviting. Like when you're interested in a guy, you're gonna face them, you're gonna look at them, you're gonna look up, you're gonna like smile and blink, and it's just like a vibe. But if you're not interested, you're going to kind of be like kind of cold shouldered. You're going to be like giving them like your back, essentially. You're not going to be feeling it. You're going to cut the conversation short. And so, but I will say that you don't want to be like overly excited. I know it's like fun when a really hot guy hits on you, but you know, keep it mysterious, like keep it cute. Like it's okay to, you know, not be like super forthcoming with, yeah, here's my number and call me tomorrow. Like, no, like,
I don't even think that's flirting. Like that's just suddenly like a business transaction. And like, that's, yeah, I think my advice or like my tips was like, I feel like it's definitely just like in the body language. I actually kind of love the fact that you said you only really like exert this kind of thing like when a guy approaches you, because therefore from the offset you know that this man is interested in you. So there's no like, is he, isn't he? It's like, yes, he's come over and he's speaking, right? That's like the first thing. And if obviously you also find them attractive, that's the second thing. It's like, okay, we've passed the first two steps. So the flirting side of things should just kind of naturally flow between
you.
Like you won't even realize that you're flirting, but because you're interested and he's interested or she's interested, like it's just, it will be natural. There's no like, well, actually, I'm sure there is a book on how to flirt, but that you need, if you force it, it will, you'll put so much pressure on this situation of just like how to flirt that it just won't be natural and it won't probably be delivered correctly. And it will, and you'll just leave that conversation thinking like, oh my God, what the hell was I doing? Like I was like doing way too much because I was thinking the book said to do like this, this and this. There's not like one set way on like how to flirt. I think it's all like also maybe even understanding what your best feature is like on your face and like just knowing or like emphasizing that. Like for example, I'm just saying that because my eyes are like my favorite feature on my face. So I, in my head, just naturally think like, okay, I love this feature about myself. I'm going to make you love this feature about me too. So like, I'm very big on like eye contact when speaking or just like, you know, like that kind of thing. I think that in itself might be flirting. Like just, I don't know, like understanding what you're good at and like ways to emphasize that. And then when it comes to these conversations, really like playing on your best elements. Does that make sense?
Contact is huge. I've heard from a lot of guys that are insecure that it's quite intimidating because they're not used to girls being like, so like, yeah, like, cause you know, some guy, I think they're just used to a girl being like kind of looking down and like me, you're not going to get that from me. I'm going to look you directly in your eyes and I'm going to talk to you.
When you're just even having a conversation with anyone, if they're not like looking at you, it's just, I don't know. I really pick up on that. And I'm like, are you even listening? Like, I think that's what's the really attractive thing about eye contact is like when someone's looking at you in the eye, like, I mean, you'd hope they're listening, but if they're focused on you. And I think that is in such the umbrella of like what that means when someone's focused on you is just like so attractive in itself. Like just knowing, yeah, that all attention is on you in that moment. Like, I love that. The final question, which I feel like you might have a good answer to, and it's kind of random, but what is your favorite confidence song? Like, what song are you putting on when you need, you're like in a bit of a rut and you're like, right, I need to get my bad bitch energy back in this moment. What am I putting on Spotify?
I mean, can I just go to my Apple Music really quick?
I mean, do you have a playlist that you share with people? Like, have you got playlists?
I have a few because in my new healing journey, I made sure I made a specific playlist that had to do with like music that made me feel good. So I have on here Dangerous Woman by Ariana Grande.
Queen.
Yeah. I have The Heart Wants What It Wants by Selena Gomez. I have Beef Flo Mix by Flo Milli. I love that song. And what else? I also have Thank You Next. I love that one too. Like, why not? Like,
Ariana,
you can't
Grande
go wrong.
Is like a sure like artist to listen to, like for any kind of mood. But because, and I'm low-key biased because I love her. Like, don't get me wrong, I love me my Drake, The Weeknd, Party Next Door, like R&B vibe. But I will always be an Ariana Grande stan, like through and through. Like, I am obsessed with her. But no, there's some like good songs. I feel like you need to do like some playlists or like something. You've got good taste in like everything. I can see what you mean now about like the compliments that you get. Like I really want to know these things from you. Like I just feel like your taste is just like so good already.
It's a cancer thing. They say this about cancer, is that we have good taste.
Oh my god, thank you so much for doing this episode with me. I feel like there are so many elements to you that we could have done like specific episodes on, but just from what I've been reading lately and from what people have been like asking me, I definitely just wanted to do like an episode with you on just like finding confidence, finding yourself, and like self-love. So I hope everyone listening, number one, I hope I've introduced you to a new content creator and influencer that number one is just incredible, and two, binge her videos, because I feel like you guys are gonna love them. Your content is just so like unique and different and just so helpful, and like I love it so much. So I'm going to leave Hayley's channel like links down below. You guys like have to check her out and check out her videos on, yeah, basically just so many topics that we didn't get to cover today that you guys might find helpful. But yeah, thank you so much for sitting down and chatting with me. Like this is
adore you as so well.
Fun. Oh my God.
I adore you. I've literally been following you for so long. So this was well overdue.
Literally. And I feel like there's some exciting things to come from Hayley, you guys. So make sure you're following her on Instagram and on her YouTube. Like I said, I'll link them both down below. But thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.